Look, so see these counts here, Trent.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Lewis. Welcome to another Live Across the Pond with my pontification partner, Andrew Henderson. Good morning, UK. I can't get used to that.
Well, you've only got a week and a half to go, but good morning, USA. It's beautiful here today. And, spring is in the air. That's all I'll say today. That's what I'm... The water is still here. Is that somebody posted a funny joke this morning, which I think I'll reveal to you all. It said, make sure you remember to put your clocks back 1 hour of rain on the 31st. Of March, because we've had so much rain. So I think that's quite funny, because people are really starting to notice that we've got water everywhere. It's just unbelievable.
I just guess I'll never understand that UK humor. I find no funniness in that.
Well, you get one hour's less of rain. It's quite funny that we're talking in those terms.
Wait a minute, you change your clocks on April Fool's Day?
No, the 31st.
Oh,
29th. I think it's the 29th. I can't remember the day. It's the 29th. But April Fool's Day, no, we don't do it then. That'd be foolish, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be. Now, that UK humor I get. We had March come in like a lamb, which means it's going to leave like a lion. And secondly... Yeah, but- we are going to have major snow days ahead of us. Everybody has this false notion that spring is here. It's not. We have of winter coming.
The backroom boy this morning has already told me that you're bracing yourselves in North Dakota. I don't know where you are at the moment, but in North Dakota, they're bracing themselves for maybe 10 inches of snow or 80 degrees, depending on which way the wind blows. Yeah. How about that?
So to answer your question, I'm in York, Nebraska. Last night, the Three Soul Coalition had a fantastic meeting, great crowd. And I'm pretty sure I somehow screwed up the recording. I'm not sure anybody will be able to ever see it. But I had the opportunity, Andrew, yesterday afternoon to speak to about 100 students, four different classes at York High School. And I got into an interesting discussion because I brought up subsidies. And almost everybody in that group, four different groups, thought that subsidies were a good thing. And then one young lady said, I don't even know what a subsidy is. So I had to walk through that. And then I walked through the fact that at the current debt ratio of the United States versus the number of people, you do the math, and every single one of these students, including myself, owes $105,000 to the federal government. And all of a sudden, when I put the subsidy standpoint and the version of what subsidies really are in their mind, at this is what you owe the federal government, or your kids are going to owe, we had a different discussion. But nobody had ever talked to them about subsidies.
And this morning you're banned from that school, no doubt, by the people that run that school board.
No, not at all. We had a fantastic day in the school, and we had a fantastic meeting last night. In fact, I'll be back here at York High School very soon, I'm sure.
Well, I hope you are, because that doesn't fit the narrative. You know it doesn't. I mean, at the end of the day, I actually stopped somebody in the... Funny you should bring this up. I stopped somebody called Mark, who lives in our village, who was driving his electric car. And I said to him, do you really believe in this? And he went, no. Oh, why have you bought it? Because I get huge tax benefits from my company for having an electric car rather than a diesel or a petrol car. This is... So I said, explain that to me. And he explained it to me. And it was worth something like £4,000 a year to him. They are subsidizing individual people. It's not, you know, it's got to a point where the government are subsidizing people through every which way they can, whether it's energy in your home, whether it's your car. This is happening everywhere. it's all about control, and it needs to stop pretty quickly because there's a bill to pay at the end of it. That's the thing. You know, your 8 cents or 9 cents per kilowatt hour, all of these other types of energy are costing between 25 and 35 cents per kilowatt hour because the Bill Gates, the Jeff Bezos, and the politicians are taking their cut from you. That's what it is. And it is, I'm beginning to think it's the biggest criminal case ever. And it's happening worldwide by these globalist politicians finding a way to steal from everybody that they're supposed to represent. It's unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it's a transfer of wealth. And the discussion that generated more dialogue than anything I've done on LoRa ever in history was Susan Bradford last week, who said that the people who you just named, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, you didn't name him, and Jeff Bezos, they are just placeholders. They've been given this wealth, basically through a money laundering scheme, to hold this wealth to somebody else, namely the Rothschild. And that's unbelievable. And back to the UK situation, did you see the report I sent to you on maybe Friday? That was a study from the United Kingdom that said electric cars contribute 1,850 times more pollutants to the atmosphere than a gas or petrol car.
I did. I just, sadly, people look away. Trent, all this stuff that you send me, still there are people that look away. They're embarrassed by their naivety. It doesn't resonate the way it should. It's really quite scary how the mindset is in the average person in the street, because they look away because they go, oh, have I fallen for that as well? Have I fallen for the jabs? Have I fallen for that? Have I fallen for the climate scam? Even to today, I mean, I know you don't like me referring to this. Yesterday, right, the Sun newspaper released a video or a clip or whatever you want to call it of our Princess Catherine, who's gone missing with her husband William, supposedly coming out of a farm shop. Now, it turns out that if you see it, and it's all over the internet, it's just far enough for us not to make out whether it really is her. And it's taken by what seems to be her own internal video company. And why would they be standing behind the car? And why wouldn't somebody walk over to her and say, hey, you know, let's get a closer shot of you? It's all the same cons going on. They're serious as well. This is not, because it's a royal family, doesn't mean to say it's not serious. It is. It's all part of the gaslighting that's happening day in, day out to all of us.
No, I mean, I got nothing to add to that other than I agree. But the electric car, I did not know, it weighs 30% more than a gas-powered car. 30% more.
Right? Yeah.
In a time when we're trying to eliminate the weight of the vehicle driving down the road, the electric car weighs 30% more than a gas-powered car. Let that sink in.
So what would that mean in terms of, I didn't read the whole article, Trent, because I just knew that would obviously have repercussions.
You just read the title.
I skimmed it, but I already sort of knew. But when you say it's 30% more weight, then you start looking at all the other things that mean that then tells you that cars are going to be causing more potholes in the roads, which is going to cause more maintenance. More fuel, because that's all about tar and all those things. I mean, actually, you know, they're selling us. We're like living in the Willy Wonka factory. They're selling us lies. That's what it is.
Apparently, I'm going to have to watch this movie because every week you bring this movie up.
Well, I don't know whether I can tolerate you telling me what you think of that movie once you've seen it, because it's so creepily woke. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's so woke.
Very recently. and it's got some very big stars in it. You'll see.
Oh, I thought it was way old.
No, no, it's the new. It's a new movie called Wonka, and it drives you bonkers. It's when Willy Wonka. It's meant to be. It's a musical, obviously, but it's meant to be before Willy Wonka made the factory, before the original Willy Wonka. So it's him as a young boy and how he learned his recipes from his mother. But it actually seeks, in my opinion, to devalue the whole family. It's disgusting. It's that.
And you watched it because your daughter said, "Dad, you got to watch this."
Yeah, because the cinematography and the some of the songs were excellent, but the actual acting and the storyline, it made me gag. Because it was so woke. It was just, you'd have to see it. It's woke.
Yeah, I don't.
With
I don't
a capital K.
Actually invest that time.
I'm
going to be busy building
my electric car. Claire actually saw it as well, which was really pleasing. She was told it was going to be a marvelous experience, and she didn't find it a marvelous experience either. So that's good.
Live across the pond. Grant Lewis, Andrew Henderson, we're back with more after this.
And I want to point out that you so eloquently said public lands, rancher, not federal lands, because it's the public that owns one-third of the United States, not the federal government. We are the federal government.
Right. Those groups, they want to close off access to land, and we're in favor of keeping it open to everyone. And so maybe it's to the public's benefit to keep the rancher on the landscape. And so they want to make sure that it's open, and so do we. And so I think we have common friends in that arena.
Hello and welcome to the MHA Interpretive Center. It's the perfect stop along the Lewis and Clark Trail and the cultural hub of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. Nestled along the shores of Lake Sagagawea in Newtown, North Dakota, 1 mile west of the Four Bears Casino. You can enjoy amphitheater performances, art exhibitions, and educational workshops utilizing our Living Cultural Center. Enjoy some coffee, browse our gift shop, and learn about the original people of this land. Learn more at mhanation.com/interpretive center.
Trent Luce here for my friend Greg Hager. Do you know why he has been named the Entertainer of the Year? It's because he writes his own stuff. It's because what he writes and performs and entertains will touch you in a way like very few songwriters can touch you. His country, his Christian roots come to life. Visit GregHager.com for tour dates, merchandise, and book the show yourself. Use the code GREG24 for a discount. GregHager.com.
Stop out to our facility, Highway 22 South. Let us build a truck for you.
Ace Fluke Trailers of Dickinson is a family-owned dealer with expert staff that know their products front to back. We stock over 150 units of all types and can custom order a trailer with the unique features and capabilities you require for brands you can trust. Our experienced service team is the reason we're also the best place to have your trailer customized or repaired. Count on Bass Fluke Trailers of Dickinson to keep you hauling.
Are you looking for something special or one of a kind? At Bassett Motors, we can help you find exactly what you want.
Come on in and experience how small town hospitality and personal service can make car buying a pleasure.
We know interest rates are important to you. We have multiple lenders to negotiate your lowest payment.
Visit us on Highway 281 in Carrington, North Dakota, and online at BassettMotors.com. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Folks, when it comes to crop protection, you need equipment and technology you can count on. The Apache sprayer accomplishes all of that, but you need something else. a service counter, and a group of people that'll help you when you need it. Simpson Farm Enterprises at simpsonfarm.com and High Plains Apache from Mandan, they have the service, they have the equipment. All they need is your confidence. Online, simpsonfarm.com or highplainsapache.com.
So see these cows here, friend.
Welcome back, Trent Luce, Andrew Henderson, and Andrew, I should sound better now. I got a subsidy during the break, which allowed me to up my game.
Well, I thought we were listening to the Facebook Trent Luce for a while. I thought, he's in this guy's in the gutter or below. You sounded like you were in the U bend of a latrine. Is that right? Latrine is that the right connotation for America?
No.
Oh, right.
In a tree?
Latrine.
Latrine.
Did you used to call that? Was that a toilet or was that somewhere you go for a pee-pee?
We could go with the latrine if you want to. I thought you said in a tree. Oh. I'm like, no, monkeys are in a tree, not me.
Monkeys are in a tree. Anyway, you sound great now. And okay. I think you'll be able to put whatever point you want to over. And you know, the Willy Wonka thing, tell you that encapsulates everywhere where we are at this time in our lives with all this gross. And I was hearing yesterday a story about Hollywood investing in a media company that was out there basically peddling lies and working on behalf of the Democrat Party. That raised its ugly head yesterday, and it had a name that connotated directly, and I'll have to get you, I'll find it out for you, but it had a name that connotated directly with Hollywood. So there you go. It was that was something that I was reading about yesterday, that they are so entrenched in their belief of killing off the family unit that they're actually investing in media to give you the argument that the nuclear family is not the way forward.
So why would anybody invest in trying to destroy the family unit?
I've no idea. Except to say that these people are allegedly involved in child trafficking, and they're allegedly involved in very egregious operations around slavery and human body parts. So, I mean, that sounds very, very, I know it sounds completely conspiracy theory orientated, but I think there's been enough evidence recently to suggest that these things are real and that Hollywood's part of that.
Oh, I don't doubt it one bit, but I'm still just marveling at the fact that someone can invest money and spend any amount of time in trying to destroy a family unit, quite frankly, that brought them about.
I don't get it either, but of course, in order for their prey to be made available, I suppose their thought process is you need to destroy the family unit and make people want to break away from that.
Well, destroying the family unit was the whole concept behind the Marxism and the Communist Manifesto.
Well, you've only got to look at what's happening with fentanyl over your border in the South. And you look at the effects that has on families, and you also understand that millions of people are bringing children in order to get safe passage into America. No, there's no proof required of whether those are actually their children. And it's pretty obvious that there's no real vetting of the people that take the children once they're here. So you don't need to be, you know, a genius to work out that open border policy that you currently have from your current administration is actually doing exactly what we've just described. It's destroying the family unit. That's what it does.
So it's always good to verify what you're hearing, but Hank Vogler, my friend from Nevada, who employs 16 H-2A workers from Peru and Chile, and he said last week that
his guys have confirmed, they've talked to people at home, and they've confirmed that they've emptied the jails, and the convicts in Chile and Peru have been sent to the U.S.
Well, you know what? If you were going to reduce the burden on your people and rid your country of Ecuador, Peru, all around there, of the really worst in your society, and some idiot in the White House was saying, come here, we need you here in order to win an election, and we'll pay you, and we'll free you from jail, I can see that every door would be open to achieve that. I suspect if somebody was running this country and could get rid of every criminal in this country mm-hmm. to another country, they'd do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, from a standpoint of an economic burden, it makes total sense. But I won't let you get away with the fact that you say it's just some idiot in the White House, because we have checks and balances in three branches of government, and it's a failure on behalf of all three, not just the executive branch.
I would agree with that, except, and this is where I do take issue with you, if you actually look at what's happening, the reason it's gone up, I'm going to say fourfold since 2020, is because the executive orders that this particular president has issued have allowed this to happen. The stay in Mexico executive order was cancelled. There's various things that were done to make this easier, which weren't voted on by Congress or the House of Representatives. That's what I understand anyway. And, you know, to be fair, the House of Representatives have been, whether you believe it or not, they've been calling this out for the last 2.5 years.
No, they haven't. No, they could stop it.
Well, they have.
These executive orders are unconstitutional, and all they need to do is say, no, you cannot oversee your executive power, period. They're letting it happen.
How can they do that?
They're giving lip service to nothing.
No, hang on. It wouldn't be ratified by Congress, would it? You know it wouldn't. They've got one more vote.
I don't know that. I do not know that. They have one more vote with an R behind their name, but they've allowed all this obese spending
to go beyond
what they supposedly stand for.
No. There's one more Democrat in the Congress, so they'll never get whatever they vote through into law. That's the truth. It's actually Kamala Harris. She has the deciding vote.
It's
she does.
Okay, that's not the House of Representatives.
No, but whatever they put bill they put through, which they have,
that's the Senate. You're talking about the Senate.
The Senate, whatever the House says, the Senate has blocked. That's what's happening.
It doesn't matter. They need to stand up for what the Constitution says they're supposed to do as elected officials, and they're not doing it. I blame every single one of them.
They don't, because the people that are in the Democrat Party don't want what you want. They want.
No, clearly the people who say they're in the Republican Party don't want it either, because they could stop it. They choose not to.
How could they stop it, Trent? They haven't got a majority.
It doesn't matter. If you're an effective lawmaker, you are absolutely making a difference on both sides of the aisle. There's no difference between the people who have a D and an R behind their name. They're all in defiance of what the Constitution of the United States says, give the power to the people, and the people are speaking loudly. They're simply not following through on it. They need to be replaced.
Oh, well, I think they are going to be, aren't they, the ballot box?
No, I don't believe that, because we haven't changed anything in the elections.
Okay. I'm under the impression that that's not strictly true, but we'll see.
That's absolutely true. It's no change whatsoever.
Well, 307 laws have been changed in 50 states, I understand.
No, that's absolutely, that's a lie. There's nothing that has happened that has changed the ability for the algorithms to determine the outcome of the election. In fact, South Dakota is trying to be a leader in trying to make that happen. And tomorrow, on Wednesday, I am told that there's a county in South Dakota that's going to move to a hand count in their vote. And there's going to be a person from the state capitol going to show up and say, no, we're not going to be able to do that. And there's a precedent in the state of the capitol telling people in the county, you can't do what you want to do with elections. We're going to tell you what to do.
Well,
yeah.
So you think that the Democrats will win again, even if they...
No, that's not what I said. What I think is there will be a selection, not an election. And it doesn't matter whether you have a D or an R, the people who they want to win will win.
I don't think you're right this time, but we'll see.
Okay. So anyway, in other news, I don't really have time to do this, but I am actually very intrigued at the amount of attention that Tyson Foods is getting with two things. Number one, they're shutting down the pork plant at Perry, Iowa. And number two, they are pursuing hiring.
By the way, you showed me that plant. We went right next to it, didn't we? We did.
No, we did not. We were not close.
I'm sure we did.
No, well, I'm sure we were not in Iowa at any point in time in our trip.
Okay.
But here's the deal. In 2014, I started suggesting that livestock producers not sell any animals to Tyson because I could see that they're headed down this path of eliminating control for the farmer, period. And if we're going to stop this, now the consumer has to stop buying products from Tyson. But the problem is, you go look for the Tyson label, we have a graph that shows, even in the UK, look, these are all the Tyson brands. Hillshire Farms, IBP, Wright Bacon, Sara Lee, Jimmy Dean, all of these. And one of those is even based in the UK. We have to stop buying from the people who do not share our values. And the real problem is it's only one of the two of the four largest packers that are domestically owned. We got to go. We came to this. Andrew Henderson, Trent Luce, live across the pond, regaining control for the farmer. I don't know where Andrew went. He's back. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
I'm back.
On Wednesday.